Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry. Who am I calling?
This is the customer support line. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell various products. If you're interested in knowing something about what's on your account, I would need your zip code to find an account.
Okay, 75182.
75182. Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Dana Hemby.
Okay, Ms. Hemby, I don't see an account here for you yet. Have you placed an order?
I don't know. I've got my MasterCard bill, and I've got two small payments on April the 2nd on my MasterCard, and then two larger ones on April 19th, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see if I can locate it some other way.
A-U-R-G-I-V-I.
Okay. What is your mailing address?
306 Creekwood Drive, Sunnyvale, Texas, 75182.
Thank you. So on this account, I see you ordered the Elevair Face Cream. This is an anti-aging cream. It's designed to help you with fine lines and wrinkles and increase collagen in your skin. The eye serum was also ordered on April 2nd. It's designed to help you with dark circles.
Those two I agree with, but what about April 19th?
Okay. So on the 18th and 19th, of course, the trial period that you were in expired. You were in a 14-day trial with these products. So the company... Mm-hmm. So on the order form and the terms and conditions, that's what it says. You simply needed to call this company back to kind of let us know how you felt about the product and how you wanted to move forward. But I can put your account on hold for 60 days to kind of give you a little more time with what you have on hand.
I was going to get my other stuff up before I even use those creams. But no, I need to cancel this. I had no idea that I was signing up for anything. I didn't read that.
Yes, ma'am. You're in a monthly auto ship right now, but the company will allow me to apply 50% on future orders for you if you'll keep your account current.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, I understand. Now, of course, since you already have the account established, they would allow me to increase that discount to 75% out, which will bring the products down to less than $25 a month for you moving forward.
I don't want the products, and I want the $91.89 and the $92.90 taken off my credit card, credited back to my credit card, because I had no idea that I was signing up for anything, or I would not have done it.
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand your concern. Of course, we can only follow the company's policy. You were in a 14-day trial, and when the trial expired on the 18th of April, they went ahead and charged you the full price for the product. They allow you to pay that shipping and handling first. I certainly can cancel the account for you, but the charges are valid according to the company's policy. Now, they won't be able to charge any further after today because I'm canceling everything.
I can return the product because I'm not paying. I had no idea that I was paying. I guess I didn't read it close enough. I don't know. It didn't specify. It was a special CVS Pharmacy special that they were giving me, that I could buy those two products for the $9, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
$9 and the $7.
Well,
yes,
ma'am.
For anything else.
Okay. Well, that is how the order was processed, but I have the account canceled and I have the account closed. Now, this company, of course, they have not reinstated their return policy. If you attempt to return the product, the warehouse is not going to accept it, so you would waste your postage in returning it.
Oh, my word, that's robbery. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, but that is how the order was placed, and that's how the terms and conditions are outlined. You have that 14-day window to call back to make changes to your account like you're doing today.
I had no idea. I didn't know anything was happening until I got my credit card bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was good you look at your bill because, of course, you would have been getting these products monthly. So now I have account closed, so the company will not keep you on that monthly auto ship. But what you have received already, that's what they're charging you for.
Oh, gosh, $200? I never pay $200 for any kind of face cream. Never, ever, ever.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this Elevair face cream and eye serum, that is the full price for the product, and it's on the company's website and the order form that you process.
Can I file some kind of claim?
Well, we're following the company's protocols. Of course, they're saying the charges are valid. But I will, you know... There's not much we can do in regards to the charges because you already have the product.
Well,
and the 14-day trial has expired.
Oh my gosh.
But I'd like to, yes, ma'am, I'd like to give you your cancellation number so you'll have that for reference. The account is closed and they can't bill you any further.
What's that number? Okay, what's the number?
It's C as in Charlie, 4, F as in Frank, 9, F as in Frank, 09-4208.
What were the first two numbers?
C as in Charlie,
oh,
the number
C-F-
4.
Oh, C4.
Mm-hmm.
F9-F094208.
Yes, ma'am.
A ripoff.
Yes, ma'am. So your account is now closed. They won't be billing you any further or sending you any more products.
I guess CVS, that's who the stupid thing came from.
I can't see the ad. I can't see the ad or anything that you saw. I can only see the order form and the terms and conditions on my end.
Oh, that raised my blood pressure. That makes me so angry. And I know it's not your fault. I'm not trying to say I'm angry at you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand.
The whole situation. I would have never done that if I'd known that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the account canceled. They won't bill you any further, so you won't have to worry about any future charges.
Just out $200 for nothing. And there's no, yes. There's nothing I can do about it?
Well, no, because that's the way that's the way it was ordered. And the charges have already gone through your account.
What was your name again?
I'm Zandra.
Hey, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.